bodies.
Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burden flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing over the new crew. We got the patio, the patio. Good time, feeling right. Bottles of Jesus tonight. Yeah, we live that patio
life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is Monday. Boy, we've had a heck of a weekend. Man, this was our big fantasy football draft weekend. Some of y'all got a sneak peek into what occurred after the draft Saturday night. It was a surprise to most people draft, but we went to duck races to decide draft order, which was a big hit. Then afterwards, the whole house threw in $5 a piece and we were gambling on ducks. In order to stream it to the TV, I went live on YouTube. Little did I forgot to do it privately, but you guys got to watch. You might not got to hear, but we had a good time. I wanted to keep going all night long, and everybody else was like, "Nah, I lost. I'm done." Wes was the big winner, but
Wes's daughter was.
But it was a busy weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Topic for tonight: the African continent is on the move, and it's something you're going to want to know about.
Stepping out,
Rampage Jackson's son is in trouble. Little Nas X thought he was Rampage Jackson's son, and he's probably going to go to jail for a long time. And the PGA Tour gets the WNBA treatment. I bet Tom Black had something to do with that. He's probably in the stand. He's probably out there watching people golf, doing stuff. It's National Whiskey Sour Day, Kiss and Makeup Day, and Banana Split Day. Jamie, which one of those is your favorite?
Me and Marty going to kiss and make out day. Is that what you said?
Make up.
Oh, make out.
Okay. You got to make up and make out. Whatever.
Y'all about to get us canceled.
Cancel?
No, but it's 2025. You can't cancel.
You
for
can't
that.
Cancel love.
What? We'll have a bigger show. Like, we'll be what do they call them? We support the cause or whatever.
It'd be patio hunting.
We need to go fund me for supporting y'all. Love.
All right, Wes, get us. All right, Gary, get us out of this mess.
I can't. We're stuck in it.
Gary paid like 1,000 holes of golf.
I know. That's like the most holes I've played in a long time. I mean,
we're stuck in love.
My arms are tired. My body's a little sore. Hit some birds and some eagles, you know? Or no, I didn't hit no eagles, but I tried.
I hope you did.
It's what trying is what counts.
Yeah, that's what matters.
Wesley's in studio. Donnie's off chasing volleyballs.
Yeah. So, Gary, I just want to know, how many holes did you play?
36? What is that? 45? 45 holes.
45 holes.
45 holes in 3 days.
All of
45 holes.
Every single one of them. I was all over every single one of them.
I played 18 and thought I was dying. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad to be back.
Bourbon nerd. He's going to be he told me he's not the cocktail nerd, but we believe that he may be the cocktail nerd.
I'm the bourbon nerd.
But tonight he's making cocktails.
I'll make a cocktail.
So it is National what day?
Whiskey Sour Day.
Whiskey Sour. Ooh, whiskey. You going to whip us up one real quick? Start the night off with?
Oh, heck yeah.
Do it, baby. Huh?
Hey, welcome, y'all. I just wanted to say that our Razorbacks play Saturday.
What? Who are they playing?
I don't know. A big school, the Alabama school.
Alabama
A&M.
Oh, there you go.
Alabama A&M State University.
Yep. Alabama asked them out.
What's the spread on this game?
So you start with the sour on the bottom?
Yeah.
You sour. And then
James.
Oh, I guess I could use the bourbon.
Put that in there.
Oh, you got a little stir stick or something?
There we go.
I got 10 of them. I got 10 stir sticks.
Shake it, not stir.
I'm shaking it.
Okay. Oh, look how pretty that
is. Lid at?
We're gonna use some Cooper's Craft.
It's got to be over there. Anyway, Cooper's Craft. So, y'all, this is of course we're using this great classic sweet and sour, non chill filtered.
Look,
this is
non chill filtered.
I know it's non chill filtered.
There you go. There you go.
That's cheers perfect. To National Whiskey Sour Day.
Cheers.
I thought Marty was gonna bring banana splits and make it banana split day.
Oh, I would be really excited.
It is banana split day, but I wouldn't bring all that. We'd have a hell of a day.
That would have been great.
We could have volunteered Wes to bring banana splits.
Banana splits are good, but I'd much rather have banana splits.
That's the reason I didn't give you a whole lot left.
Oh, it's pretty. Oh, something missing.
Hey, we might as well kill this bottle. Who wants the rest of this?
We'll set it there. I'm sure Jamie will drink some else of whiskey.
That's pretty good.
Actually, as I say that, I'm looking at his collection growing. I'm going to put your own little shelf.
I think next time I need to use
a shelf.
I told y'all.
I get a shelf.
Told y'all I wasn't a cocktail nerd. Next time I need a jigger.
Whoa.
Yes, you do.
Because because I was just pouring.
He was just guessing.
So Africa is on the move.
That's horrible. Oh, that's good. Here, come on.
Africa has a plan
to, you don't like me.
To redraw the world map. 55 nation African Union calls for equal Earth map to replace those that misrepresent the continent's true scale.
What?
They're demanding that the distorted world map be redrawn to show the true scale of the continent that they argue has been misrepresented for centuries.
So the globe's not the scale? I'm confused.
No, it's the globe is not a scale.
No, it's not.
It can't be because it's flat. So
yeah. It's not the scale, but also the bigger, the more important places have a bigger representation of the map of the globe.
But even like 50%.
But they're growing, but not growing, is what you're saying? And or moving and but not moving.
I don't know. Tell the story again.
They want the map redrawn.
They want diversity.
So here's an example.
Yeah, I need an example of how they want to redraw. Hold on.
So let me make sure I got
hold on. Let me say something real quick. As an old patio fan, we've already discussed the changing of that. You remember the crack down the middle?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that too. I got two, so I'm going to follow up on that one.
Okay.
But here we have, this is the true representation. So the United States fits in this little area.
They want some of Florida.
China here. China wants some of Florida.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. India.
Oh. Yeah.
So is this to make them feel better?
Yeah. They want the sheer size of Africa to be represented.
Here's the thing, though. They put countries that stuck inside a continent.
What? Africa is a continent.
I know, but they took countries and put them inside a continent.
They really did.
That'd be like us saying we don't.
Yeah, but if you look at a normal map, the United States looks almost the equivalent of all of Africa, probably.
European-centric is what they're called.
You know
the maps are?
European-centric.
Because the UK looks huge, and it's really not very big, and Germany's not very big.
Yeah, but North America is probably not much smaller than Africa.
Well, we should call up Dora the Explorer and get this figured out. So here. I heard she's got a map.
Here's a regular old map. See, it looks like the United States is probably about this big.
Okay,
Mexico is gone.
Mexico's there.
A while ago it was gone.
Where'd it go?
I didn't see it on the map you showed.
It wasn't a full map I showed.
Yeah, it was all.
So,
but they was wanting half of Mexico.
See if you can find it. There's a map that allows you to do the scale size of countries. We'll show how big it actually is.
Okay.
Because I would like to see how big North America is.
I want to see how big it actually is, huh?
Yeah. You have to get measured for the tanks.
Map to scale.
I don't get confused.
True scale map of the world. So it does already exist.
It has to. There's no way I've been studying fake maps my whole life.
Yeah, first of all, get to the important shit.
Yeah.
There we go.
There's America.
Okay,
that makes sense.
But look, so North America compared to Africa is about the same size.
They're close.
North America is close. Like the whole North America. South
Africa, I don't know. I think Africa got more land mass.
They do.
Yeah, well, they do, but I mean, not a whole lot of desert.
It looks.
South America.
The other map, Texas, Africa. Looks as big as Africa almost. You know,
on the other map.
Yeah, on the other maps. Mm. I mean, I understand their complaint, but you know what?
I don't.
You eat stuff together, then complain.
Man, how about move out of grass huts?
Yeah, they said, I was going to say mud huts. They still got folks in mud huts.
Mud huts.
That's just efficient.
As Wes mentioned earlier, though, the continent of Africa is believed to be coming apart, not just redrawn, but falling apart as it seems, as a crack has developed in a crevice that they believe will form the next ocean. Be the sixth ocean? Is there five oceans?
There's four oceans.
Seven seas. I know that.
There's seven seas, but there are four oceans. You got the Pacific, you got the Atlantic, you got the Arctic, and you got the Indian.
What about the Baltic?
And the Mesopotamia.
That's the sea.
Arctic Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian.
There's a Trans-Siberian.
And the Gulf of America.
No, that's the orchestra. That's not an ocean. That's an orchestra.
Transgender orchestra. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Trans-Siberian.
Trans gender orchestra. I think that's what most of them are these days.
Most of them.
Rampage Jackson, you guys know he is a MMA star. I think he's retired now.
Yeah.
But his son
is he alive?
Is in trouble. Yeah, Rampage Jackson.
No, you're thinking of
Kimbo.
He died of a heart attack.
Yes. Okay, Rampage Jackson, was he in the new 18?
Yes.
The remake of the 18?
Yeah, hey, Rampage Jackson.
Yeah. Mr. T. I never watched it.
They played Face.
Murdoch.
It was Murdoch.
Did y'all see the video there?
Yeah, I saw it. I've seen it. It's pretty horrific.
What did he do?
But you know, I didn't know because it looked kind of wrestle.
Well, so he was at a wrestling match, and this dude, prior to the match, you know how they'll talk crap to each other.
Yeah,
hit him in the face with a bottle, and then he wasn't even in the match. I think it was staged.
That looks like a wrestling.
Oh, never mind. Yeah,
Marty, Robert Downey Jr. is one play.
That looks like a wrestling ring.
Yeah. Anyway, he goes and knocks the four out of this dude. And beats him to the pub. He loses consciousness, ends up in the hospital.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah.
But nobody's saying actually what his medical condition is. They're just saying he hasn't regained consciousness.
Oh, he has. He's in critical condition.
Yeah.
He's in critical condition. Let's see if I can get this video to work now.
He's butt hurt real bad.
I think his head hurt real bad.
Yeah, head hurt.
Poor what guy. That whiskey sour? It may be whiskey sour day. That's not hitting the spot for me.
Me neither.
It's pretty good.
I got something for you.
It's pretty
good. I put a little Coke in it. Marty told me to put a little bit of Coke Zero in it, and it's pretty good.
That would make it no longer a whiskey sour.
I don't know if y'all heard my good joke, too. I said Robert Downey Jr. was playing Mr. T.
Yeah, y'all missed that.
Oh, we did miss that.
Robert Downey Jr. is the dude playing the dude. This guy is another dude.
Jamie, that shows you they don't pay no attention to me because I about fell out of the chair laughing.
He's a fool playing another fool.
He pity that fool, though.
He does. He pity
you. Let's see. Here's the video. Now I got it.
Okay. All right.
I've got an ad stuck up.
That's disgusting.
I want to say Mr. T.
So here he jumps in. There's the guy. Watch. He suplexes him hard, too. Like, slams him.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. He picked that dude.
Boom. Knocked him out right there, and then he just waylays.
Oh, that.
Now, he claims that the producer, they cut it short because he just continues to pump.
Yeah, he punched him for a minute.
So this is planned, I guess?
Well, he claims that it was, and that the producer told him, said, you just go in there and keep unloading on him. Somebody will pull you off. Well, what happened? He got knocked out.
Yeah, and he wasn't supposed to get knocked out.
Yeah, I don't
think. But that's not his fault.
You got to have more sense.
The other guy might not have been.
You don't go. But
you got to have more sense than that.
Now, the best thing I heard about all this was Rampage Jackson said that he always saved enough money to get his son out of jail because he knew there'd be a point that he was going to need bail money.
That's a smart guy.
I mean, he's
always playing him.
He whoops his ass so bad they had to blur the dude's face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's probably still stuck to the mat. It's harder to hit.
Mm.
Poor guy.
Rampage Jackson Jr. I guess what you call that dude. Lil Nas X tried to pull a Rampage Jackson. Y'all see this one?
Pulled on a few things.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
He stripped down to here. He is right here. Let's take a look.
No, we don't want to see that.
He stripped down to his underoos and then commenced to one of the streaks of, I think it was L.A.
He said, we're going streaking.
LAPD told NBC4 last week that Lil Nas X threw three punches at police officers, which prompted
Lil Nas X throwing punches at somebody, not like Rampage Jackson Jr.
He's basically destroyed his career.
Them clawless punches.
Him and Nike got together and they created something that wasn't right, you know. I don't know if you've ever heard about those, the blood Nikes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lil Nas
X. All I know is, you know, when you rise to fame real fast, that's what we're on a slow.
We're less famous than where we started.
We don't want to get too far.
Wasn't there a rumor going around like a bunch of years ago, Lil Nas X was selling like Nikes or something with blood in them or something?
Yeah, that's
what was that? Were they Nikes?
Yeah, they were
Nikes. Are we in the same room together?
No,
you
I was
like, that. Literally, we have like.
Gary's on delay.
I'm on delay. Y'all need to speed this up. My download speed's too slow.
Jesus. His Wi-Fi's not working.
My Wi-Fi, I called that one.
Well, my Wi-Fi's out, guys.
Lil Nas X.
A little sketchy over here.
There's also a rumor that he was selling shoes with blood in them.
Oh, y'all heard that too?
Hey, and that means that Billy Ray Cyrus.
He was riding horses with Billy Ray.
Horses with.
He's probably wearing.
Where was Billy Ray at? He could have picked him up on a horse.
He could have. That would have been great. That would have made the whole story even better.
So that one song brought Billy Ray Cyrus back to think he's a superstar again, and Lil Nas X to think he's a superstar.
Okay, so let's be honest. Billy Ray Cyrus is an actor now.
Is that what he is?
Is he an actor?
He's an astronaut.
Actor now.
Probably
actor
more successful now. Astronaut.
Actor now.
Oh, he is?
What is he acting?
Well, he was in the 1864 or whatever it is.
No, it's Hannah Montana. He was in
that
Hannah
wasn't
Montana.
Billy Ray. That was Tim McGraw.
That
wasn't the Indian Outlaw. Oh, no, that wasn't the Indian Outlaw. That wasn't.
Oh, my God.
That was the Indian Outlaw.
Make you break your heart.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest thing.
You know, you almost had me convinced of it.
Now, Tim McGraw's a pretty good actor, though.
He wasn't bad. Man.
Tim McGraw is a good actor.
What? He's an excellent actor.
What was
not so much Billy Ray Cyrus.
But he was pretty good in that. What was that? 1892. That
Google Billy Ray Cyrus.
You're still on delay. No, because the same.
But show. He was just on the
Google Billy Ray Cyrus.
See, you're really great. You were complaining about you are about to die, Red.
I'm trying to catch my breath.
1883. Thank you,
Billy. Or Google Billy Ray Cyrus' filmography. See,
let's it's gonna say Hannah Montana.
Let's see what movies he's been in. Billy Ray Cyrus filmography.
Oh, okay, yes, I'm back.
Let's see what kind of TV shows he's been in.
You gotta go IMDb.
He's been in other stuff.
No, Billy Ray Cyrus. He was in Hannah Montana.
He was in Hannah Montana.
Yeah,
He was Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray.
That's
he was in Mulholland Drive.
What's that?
More Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
The Spy Next Door. Christmas in Paradise. Radical Jack. Bait Show. Sing Like a Country Song, Sharknado 2.
That's
a cool
Christmas
classic.
In Canaan.
He wasn't a big movie, I think.
He sounded like
he must have hit that Lifetime movie.
Yeah, he's in Lifetime movies, is what he's in.
The World According to Hannah Montana. No, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
He wrote her coattails quite a bit.
Yes, he did.
Pornland. Okay.
Oh, that
she was in that as well.
Cornland.
Luke and Lucy. He does have quite a long filmography.
I thought he was in a big movie.
Elvis the Tribute?
No.
Hannah Montana is a big movie.
No. Are you thinking of Friday Night Lights? Because that was
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. <bro. laughs>
No, what's that? They're two different people?
They are.
I'm an Indian outlaw.
But honestly.
Not Billy Ray Cyrus.
If you remove the mullet and put one back, it's just a mullet.
One of my favorite mix-ups ever was my wife confused.
She probably argue with you too.
No, she confused George Jones with
George Jefferson.
No. Even better. What's new kid? All the folks with the Kool-Aid. George. Who was the kid? All the people.
Dying over here.
Jones.
Jim Jones.
George Jones.
I don't know if I don't know which one's worse.
She said Jim Jones. I love his music.
You listen to Jim Jones' music.
Y'all know what Billy Ray's real name is?
What is Billy
Ray? William Ray.
There you go. Boom.
Well, that makes sense. Billy William. Yeah.
Oh, Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. Ray Cyrus.
Everybody knows that. He's in 1964.
Has anybody seen Miley Cyrus's mom? That's because it's Faith Hill.
So look now. Listen. It was Hannah Montana. Was actually what's her name?
Miley Cyrus.
He's actually Tim McGraw.
That show that we didn't even know.
Oh, Jamie just broke the whole
thing. I did.
Oh my
god.
He just broke the internet. Boy, that was like a fourth wall break.
Oh
Lord help us. Y'all tickled. Marty turned red and he was trying not to be red tonight and he can't help himself.
What other country musicians have become decent actors besides Billy Ray?
Not Billy Ray, Tim McGraw.
I don't know very many. George Strait in Pure Country. There you go.
George Strait.
I wouldn't call him a great actor.
I'm a honky tonk man.
Dwight Yoakam.
Oh yeah, Dwight
Yoakam.
Yes.
He's a sling blade. He got murdered by sling blade.
Lainey Wilson in Yellowstone.
Oh yeah, she's pretty good in that too.
Yeah, but she got rid of the dump truck.
Not until after she got off.
Yeah. Faith Hill. Faith Hill was pretty good.
In 1883.
Somebody file a report on that dump truck.
It got stolen. It got stolen. Police report. At least they bought video evidence of
Reba was actually she was
Reba.
She was really good in Tremors.
Reba. She was good in Reba.
She was good in Reba. Tremors and
Tremors. Well, Tremors was a bit Tremors.
Jamie don't like Reba.
She, remember, she was in that bunker with that big old elephant.
Is one of y'all's favorite movie Tremors? Who's that? Or is that another?
Favorite? I love Tremors.
That's a good movie.
Oh, you know Reba about cost me my life.
I love Reba.
What?
Look,
were you so? Were you fancy or something?
I took Charlie to a Reba concert.
He meant fancy. You know,
she didn't
put your number in.
Talk to that backwoods Southern lawyer
and all that at the beginning of the show. Well, I walk off to go downstairs and get drinks like I was told to. And at some point during while I was down there getting drinks, I got the call. I didn't get it because I was downstairs getting drinks. And I got back and said, hey, got me this call. And Charlie saw it. Yeah, I about lost my life.
No, what do you mean? So you didn't get to go back?
No, I didn't get to go back because I didn't get the call. I didn't answer.
Because you didn't have your phone.
I didn't have it in my pocket. I was downstairs.
The call is to get him access to Reba. Yeah.
To Reba. And he did not get access because he
I didn't answer the damn call.
I got the damn call because I don't go get drinks till intermission.
Oh, that's right. I'll say this. For a person with one lip, she is very attractive.
Yes. And to be like 70 years old.
She ain't got a top lip.
And to be 70 years old.
She can sing.
She can't sing. What's your favorite Reba song?
Fancy.
Gotta be fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy, yeah.
That's the most famous one.
I like the night.
I like the night.
I was gonna try to say it with straight face. I was gonna say 9 to 5, but I can't get it out with a straight face.
All right.
Sorry, dear.
The last one out of Georgia is probably my favorite.
Yeah, I agree. Really good.
It tells a good story.
It does.
It's got a good story and a surprise ending.
Yes.
Because he loved you. You know, with him and the other chick, and the other chick.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
And that's she's from Stringtown, Oklahoma. I would just pass through there all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was she out there like singing?
She was, yeah. Every time you go by, there's like one stop.
Yeah, dropped some quarters by.
And Jamie had her so much he wouldn't even stop.
One stop.
I don't hate her.
He's like, get off the street, fancy.
Just get off the streets with your no lip having a sale.
She ain't got no lips.
If you had lips, ain't no telling how good you can sing.
but maybe that's the secret. With two lips, you've been terrible.
Yes.
Oh. Good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the rest of the night with one lip, just about a lip. Golf has become the latest sport to be rocked by the Matt Tom Black epidemic. Rocked by the bizarre epidemic that has swept the WNBA. Oh, did you know that it happened at an NFL game too?
Did it?
Oh, really?
Our preseason game.
It was at a Tennessee Titans preseason game against the
Vikings. Well, they deserve it. Players would have dove on it.
but a golf tournament.
Oh, look here. Here it is.
Oh, it made it to the golf tournament?
But that little thing right there is a green.
Why are they green all the time?
It's always green, isn't it?
You see that spot?
Well, if you threw it on the green, how did anybody see it?
I know how to find a sand trap.
Here we go. Oh, you see it. Look, he kicked it off the green.
I wonder if it was in his line.
I need a ruling on this.
I don't think that was used as a glove.
I don't know. I need a ruling on this. That's a foreign material he's using. But
Jamie would have putted with
that happened in Memphis.
You would have
chased other guy around with it.
I could have been a playoff to win the green jacket. I'd have putted with it. I said, tell the green jacket, I'm the green dildo.
You just put a big Masters emblem on it. You know what? If they would embrace it and sell them with Masters logos.
Look, for real, people buy them.
If Jamie would have won, he'd wanted a green jacket for it and him.
a little green jacket.
That was good.
A green jacket on. And I look, the next open
menu. Oh, here's a better picture of it.
A better picture.
That's
slightly better.
Is that what he's holding the trophy?
It almost looks more like a ray gun or something, or a water gun.
My question is,
what's a ray gun? A Billy Ray gun.
Did they rake after they picked it up?
Good question.
Oh, here's the one at the NFL game.
I was going to say, something else Johnny would have done.
He
would have stepped up beside the flag.
He's saying, Well, they'd notice if I stuck it in my pocket.
Jamie would have stuck it up with the flag. And there'd been some.
I'd use it as a penalty flag.
Somebody left two glow balls there.
You would leave it as like a pylon for the goal line.
No, next time someone got offsides, I'd thrown it at them.
Imagine if that was in somebody's line. I'm like, I can't
play. I would have had like the suction cup at the end of it, so you stick on the top of him and they'd be a unicorn.
Could be.
Y'all remember the movie Orgasmo?
Yes.
He had Chowder Boy head, one stuck to his head. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's terrible. They don't make movies like that anymore.
No.
Or basketball. Basketball's another
good one. Basketball was good.
That was a funny movie.
But Orgasmo was hilarious.
I think basketball was better. That was a good movie.
Y'all remember the movie Mystery Men? Speaking of weird.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. That had Pee Wee Herman in it, though.
They were supposed to make multiples of those and didn't.
Oh, did it really?
Thank God.
Yeah. So the Browns kept Shedeur Sanders. That was the thing. You know, Shiloh got cut this morning. But Shedeur, he stayed. He's now the third string back for the Browns.
That's fine. I mean, you did a third string back.
Wait, yeah. He didn't play like a third string back, did he?
Yeah.
Pretty much. He had one good drive.
Really saw his stats.
He played like a practice squad back, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I would say so, too. Okay. But college football gets kicked off this week, and in typical fashion, we got to name our top 10, our preseason top 10. I didn't give y'all a heads up for
you.
No, but with the season on the line, I'll pull up what the consensus
is for the AP
preseason top 10.
I would research.
I have an idea. I will talk about when we get off air. I don't want to steal. These vultures, these idea vultures.
Let's see what we think of this. Coming in at number 10, the Miami Hurricanes.
They can see that.
They just lost Cam Ward, right?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
But they're supposed to be really packed. You know,
with
like
modern
like
football, with modern transfers, it's hard to even say.
It is hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard.
LSU comes in at 9, and then for the first time in the preseason, outside the top 5 in many, many years, Alabama Crimson Tide come in at 8.
I think that may be a little high rating.
Well, they lost their quarterback. They're better without Milroe.
So,
Milroe was pretty good.
I can't think of the guy. Followed by the Oregon Ducks at 7, Notre Dame 6, Georgia 5, Clemson 4, 08.
I disagree with this. They should number be number 3, 1.
Ohio State. Penn State is Who's above Ohio State.
I don't even know now.
Texas is number 1 on the preseason. Yep.
I think I would put Ohio State is 1.
I agree. Really? You got to be knocked off the
But top they have no quarterback.
Tier. They have a quarterback.
I'm sure they do.
They still
got the best receiver.
I'd probably put Texas at 2, Penn State at 3.
Oh, Jeremiah is the best receiver in the game.
I'm surprised Clemson's at 4.
I am too.
Yeah, but they have Levi Manning.
Arch Manning.
I know. I was being funny.
Who's Levi?
Levi played for a high school team. We saw that enough.
So if Arch Manning was as good as they say, he'd have started last year.
He actually played in some important plays.
If you watched, he should have played.
He should have played against Ohio State.
Hey, he's got legs. He's got legs.
And Quinn Ewers.
I ain't seen a quarterback without legs.
Quinn Ewers.
No, I take that back. Clint Sterner didn't have legs.
Yeah, that's true. Quinn Ewers should have taken that $6 million to go play for Oregon because he's taking it up.
I watched a show yesterday just randomly on ESPN, and they were giving Matt Jones highlights.
I saw that. Matt Jones might be
the greatest quarterback to ever come out of college.
He and Johnny Manziel
are both very similar type quarterbacks.
Was he not? Did he not have the fastest 44 quarterback ever?
He was fast.
He
ran like a 1-2.
That's because there was a dime bag.
Yeah, that was fast. Three times faster than everybody else.
He may have about hyped up on something.
4.37.
He was fast for quarterback. Like that was faster than Vic.
And he was also extremely tall, which
he had long strides.
Well, yeah, but man, him turning against Ole Miss with that ball stuck out to his side, and that was impressive.
Did Matt Jones have any receivers?
Let's see.
Who is a Matt Jones receiver? I can't think of one.
Oh,
Corey Birmingham was he?
Birmingham and
Marcus Reggie was Fish after one? The fact.
I think Reggie Fish was one.
Maybe
because he had a lot of run. Really
play receiver. He was a little guy. Reggie Fish was little.
Reggie Fish had the greatest play in Arkansas history.
Is he the one who squat down behind the line?
Yeah,
he wasn't a receiver. He was a running back.
What was his name that had the run back, the punt return?
Oh, that was
that's my favorite play ever.
It was against Tennessee. That probably was the greatest Arkansas play ever.
What was his name?
No, it was a fourth down conversion.
He was running back
with Alex Collins.
That one out of Collins.
That wasn't Collins? I thought that was out of Collins.
No, that's the one that went to USA and then decommitted and went to Arkansas. And
I could have swore that was Alex Collins.
It's a four down conversion. Wasn't it against Ole Miss?
I don't know. Maybe the biggest Arkansas play ever was the 4th-and-25.
Who was that?
Hunter Henry?
What was Hunter Henry?
Hunter Henry threw it back.
He threw it to Alex Collins.
That's what I say. It was Alex Collins.
Now, what about the Matt Jones run back against LSU to win the Golden Boot?
Mm. We were there.
Mm. We were there.
In Little Rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's one of my favorites.
So,
I can't go back at foreign rosters.
Let's talk football for a second. Yeah, who's going to win the SEC?
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. I think they're going
to
be hard.
I think it's Texas to lose.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll come down to Texas, Alabama, and
who's winning LSU, the Big 12?
They still got a Big 12?
Barely. Baylor?
Jericho. No one ranked in the top 10.
Is Oklahoma State still there?
Kansas?
Oklahoma State is still there.
Kansas State.
Is Arizona State in the Big 12? Arizona State's favored to win it.
Arizona State. Okay.
So did y'all see where Kansas State played in Dubai? Or not Dubai. Dublin, Ohio?
Yeah, Nick.
Shit. Dublin,
Ireland.
Dublin, they have a team? Team in Dublin?
No,
they played Iowa State.
Iowa.
Was it Iowa?
Both teams played. Kansas State played Iowa, and Iowa State played Kansas, and I'm confused which. Look,
Kansas State was on the way out, and the dad and the brother of the starting quarterback got a fist fight in the streets of Dublin.
Nice.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do in Dublin, isn't it?
It was Kansas State, Iowa State.
There you go. That's
okay. Yeah, they caught them. The Farmville Bowl shit like that.
When is the first college official NCAA game? Is it Thursday?
Or is it tomorrow night?
No,
Arkansas plays.
Everybody needs to know this. This is important.
Saturday.
When Arkansas plays.
No, I mean, that's when Arkansas plays.
Yes, they play every night of the week now.
I know.
Thursday, Boise State plays South Florida.
Mm, boo.
What's
best game of the week?
Texas, Ohio State. Got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
It's a noon game, which is surprising.
That's insane. It should be like 3
o'clock. Alabama, Florida State should be more important than it is. Florida State stinks. What other games we got here of interest? LSU Clemson's a big game.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big game.
That's the primetime game.
Arkansas versus Alabama A&M is a big game. How's
Ohio State? Texas not the primetime
game. Oh, and Notre Dame plays Miami. So that's a good game. There are some good games. That's a late game. Or they play at 6:30. They're on at the same time as LSU Clemson.
So it's like Notre Dame is 11 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah.
Eh.
That's terrible. They've done terrible this year.
Because Arkansas is not very good.
Well, yeah, but if you have a Notre Dame playing an SEC school, that's not a 11 o'clock kickoff.
So Sunday night will be, what's the game I just said? Notre Dame, Miami, Sunday night.
That's going to be a good game. Good weekend, guys.
I'll be tuning in this weekend.
Yep.
I'll be turned up this weekend.
Turns out that's what we're going to be this weekend. All right. Let me see. Did I hit all my notes that we were going to talk about?
I think so.
Since we got football, can I make a complaint real quick? I've seen ESPN twice in 2 weeks. One day they had men's pillow fighting on it. The next day
That's the Ocho, yeah.
You're the Ocho channel.
Then the next weekend they had Golden Tee.
They'll have dodgeball, and they got this horrible, real cool sport. It's like tag, but you can sweep the legs, and only one player can come tag. It's in like Asia, and they bet a lot.
If I learned anything from Karate Kid, you cannot do a leg sweep.
No, these folks, you
can't kick the legs, but you can kick them with the nose.
Yeah,
you got to touch them and get back across.
That's a terrible rule.
That's the Ocho Channel.
You got to touch them and get
across. Thinking about it now, that's a terrible rule.
Yeah, that is
the legs, but the nose, where you kill
them. Somebody in the face.
The only thing I didn't like on the Ocho was the air guitar championship. I didn't like that. That was boring.
They
had a championship with an air guitar, and it was not great.
So how do you determine who wins?
How close are they technically correct, and then it all their dance moves.
I think that somebody's just going,
you'll get banned.
You'd be like Zelensky playing it with your
pick.
We're gonna go to the chat.
We're gonna what?
We're gonna go to the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, you run the show? You want to go check?
You run the show for a minute. I like that idea.
I thought you was going to get off. I ain't running nothing.
This is the Marty Marsh show.
This is Marty show.
Marty Marsh show.
Terry, turn your mic down. Go ahead, Marty. I like that idea.
All right, Marty, here we go. he got red. Something is wrong with your camera because you are not nearly that red now.
No, that's what I told you earlier.
It's like when you turned red, it locked it in.
He looks like Otis from Andy Griffith where you're drinking.
We had him not red before we went live.
You know what, Marty? Go to the chat for us.
It's like on automatic.
It's like Marty, a mental lock.
Jamie, he cannot go to the chat.
Because he can't
go to the chat.
So basically, he wants us to...
Go ahead.
Read him the chat.
Oh, there's RJ the
Fan. RJ is in the chat. Cheers, RJ. Tom Black. Show me the proof. Cheers, Fly Fisher. Y'all be sure to hit that like button.
Roy P. More decisions.
Austin.
Tom Black.
Cool. Somebody say Whoopig. Who's Whoopig?
Yeah, who's Whoopig in it?
Nobody needs to say Whoopig.
Oh, look. And Austin asked Daniel if he's hitting the banana split. Yep. He probably
yeah, I thought about that.
Where's
Whiskey Wilson.
Mr. Wilson in the house, Mike Brock. Mike Brock said, I thought you all was killing pigs in the background, but it was just singing. Daniel is in the chat. Keith P. Tom Black had something funny to say earlier. I don't think you guys probably saw it. I glanced up and seen it.
No, I had somebody tell me not to read the chats.
Yeah, but you have to.
Only T can read the chats.
Well, but no, I had you centered talking to the camera when I looked.
I would tell you a deep, dark secret. Oh, my phone stood up right here so I can read the chat.
I can't say it unless I put my glasses on.
So, right. No, that's not it.
Yeah, who else was thought it was hilarious with JD's old man glasses?
Wait, is it the one where Tom Bike said Africa's a shower, not a grower?
No.
That's a good one.
You know, he said the new game where you try to eat the pizza before you hit the button.
Oh,
eat a full pepperoni pizza. Before Marty hits the button.
Yeah.
Marty hits the button.
New challenge. Finish a whole large pepperoni pizza while not wearing pants before T says hit that
button. Whoa. Oh. Who wears pants eating pizza?
For real? Who wears pants on the patio?
Who wants to get pizza sauce in their pants?
Why do you think he only shows it from the chest up?
Yeah, if I'm eating pizza, I don't got no pants on.
And the pepperoni can't be sliced on the pizza. All right,
with that, hold on. I've got to hit the button.
Oh, I thought I was going to hit the button. I can't do nothing.
He can't do nothing.
Marty, hit the button. Let's see what happens.
Hit the button, Marty.
Oh, Marty.
Did he hit it?
We can't hear it. They can probably hear it. I don't know if they can hear
it. I don't hear
it. Y'all hear the music?
I hear it.
Can they hear us, though? Let me know if you can hear us, chat. Let me try something new. All right, Jamie.
All right, guys. You eat pizza. You got two choices. Balls out of balls deep.
Wesley.
Hey, so Austin says he has pants on the patio. That's a new challenge.
Gary, thanks for joining, and make sure you get you a whiskey sour.
Marty, want that banana split?
Thanks for watching. Little Big Suey.
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. Join us Wednesday, and probably tomorrow night, too. Who knows? We're going to be on overnight. If we left the patio, we out of here. Somebody done
saved this. Hello.
Save me from my own pride. Change me for my final ride. Oh, walk me to the riverside. And lead me while my mother cries. 'Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this outlaw.